host Michael Cohen with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. If the bee disappears from the surface of the earth, man would have no more than 4 years to live. The famous words of Albert Einstein, which became news several years ago when beekeepers were noticing just that, their bees were disappearing. Although there seems to be a change in that trend this year, especially here in Michigan. To find out more, I'm joined by Roger Hoopingardner. He is the president of the Michigan Beekeepers Association and a retired MSU professor of entomology. Welcome to the program, Roger.
Thank you.
So first, when it comes to the state's honey production and the beekeeping industry, how is this year looking as compared to the trend of the past several years?
Well, I can't answer totally because they're just now harvesting their crop, but it looks like a good year. The season was reasonably favorable, and the reports that I have so far is that it's been a good year.
Now, about what percentage losses are we looking at when it comes to what Michigan beekeepers have seen in recent years?
Well, this past winter, Mike, was a bad one. It was about a 60% loss of our colonies over winter. And this compares with recent losses of, say, 30%, and ancient losses, when I say ancient, 30 or 40 years ago, was of 5 or 10% losses. So it was a bad winter. And we think this was because of two things. One of them was we didn't have a very good honey flow in the fall, so bees were a little short of stores going into winter. And then the winter was, while not so harsh, was just prolonged, long, cold winter, and so the bees never had a chance to fly during the winter and get rid of their waste.
It seems that with our technological developments in agriculture, we wouldn't need to rely on bees for our food production at this point. Does Einstein's ominous declaration still remain true today?
Absolutely. Most of our flowering plants have evolved with bees, and bees transfer the pollen that sets the seed and the fruit. So without pollination, we don't get all the fruits and seeds and things that we depend on for our food. And so it's probably every bit as dependent now as it was when Einstein made this quote.
And there's no mechanism of any kind that could replace what bees do?
Not at the moment. Maybe we could breed plants that were self-fertilizing, but and that happens on some species, but most of them that would be very difficult to do.
There's been so much controversy about why bees are disappearing, with theories ranging from some kind of a virus to the effect of new pesticides. Has any definitive conclusion been reached?
Not that I can tell, reading the literature. Mike, there are several things that's happened to our honeybee over the last 40 years. We've added 5 pests and parasites and diseases from overseas, from mostly Asia, in the last 40 years. And these have taken a pretty stiff toll. The major one has been a parasitic mite that feeds on the blood of the bee called Varroa destructor. Its common name is just Varroa. And it probably also transmits viruses, which is, of course, the thing that you talked about, maybe being the possible cause. And yes, it could be the possible cause, but with all these other factors, it's just hard to run an experiment and single out one thing.
I'm talking to Roger Hoopingardner. He's the president of the Michigan Beekeepers Association. So when Einstein says that mankind would die away 4 years after bees disappeared, how close are we to this potential of bees literally disappearing completely?
Well, I don't think that's likely to happen right away. It's just that we have to struggle each year to recover our stocks of bees, and fortunately, there's been a fair amount of effort going into that, but it's not been a good scene for beekeepers over the last few years.
So is the trend then, let me understand, the trend from what you're describing has been very dramatic. I mean, we've lost, 30% in that range in this past several years. Are we in any way going to be able to reverse this momentum?
Hopefully. scientists are, you know, trying to breed resistance to this burrow mite in hopes that that would lessen some of the toll. But we do also have to be aware of the fact that there are pesticides being used that kill bees as well. And so if we could ease up on that kind of stress to the bees, that would probably help as well.
Now, that's something, though, the pesticide industry has certainly challenged and resisted, this assertion that their product has anything to do with the bees disappearing, though, isn't it?
That's right. And while that may be true, there's no proof that it hasn't caused the problem as well.
Michigan beekeepers, how do they maintain their hives through the winter, or do they need to be replaced every year?
Well, the large commercial beekeepers that have mobility, trucks and lifts to move bees, generally go to the south or to California to winter, and also kind of rebuild their stocks at the same time. And then those small beekeepers or beekeepers that don't migrate have to depend on wrapping their bees or somehow getting them through the winter.
I see. They'll actually stay outside but just wrapped essentially inside their hive?
Yes. Hmm. The bees are a tropical animal that have learned to live in the north. If you went into a colony on January 1st, the core temperature is 95 degrees, and they maintain that for raising their young throughout the year.
So how in the world do they do that?
By essentially shivering, vibrating their wings and metabolizing, using honey to heat their hive.
And no kidding. So they actually maintain this very tropical, hot weather inside the hive. So they're all essentially vibrating and keeping the place warm, and they can do that throughout an entire winter.
They cluster. They form a ball, and the outside kind of keeps the heat from dissipating from that center. And yes, by using honey, they heat their hive.
Mm-hmm. And essentially, then a really cold, especially cold winter, can actually overwhelm them. You're saying?
Yes, it can, and that's of course a real concern as well.
Real quickly, about a minute left. How big is the honey industry in Michigan?
We rank anywhere from 10th to 5th or 6th in honey production each year.
No kidding.
A little depending on how well we do or how badly some other states do.
We're one of the top honey producers in the country.
Yes, and we are, of course, really dependent on their pollination because we are the second most diverse fruit state in the nation, after California.
This is Roger Hoopengardner. He is the president of the Michigan Beekeepers Association. Thank you so much for joining me, Roger.
My pleasure.
We'll be